It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. The Gold Coast is a long, narrow strip of flat coastal land bound on the west by lovely hills and valleys. When it rains a lot, we have predictable local flooding, and we know where the floods will occur. So given that, wouldn't you think we would learn from the past and resist building on floodplains? When a flood occurs, the inundation and flow velocity bring heartache and loss and deprivation. In planning circles, there is a somewhat misleading phrase, and it's called flood resilience, which denotes how quickly an area and people can recover from flooding. However, like so many euphemistic phrases, it lacks practical authenticity and application, and it relies on local interpretation when it comes to urban planning. Insurance companies may reject a claim in the event of flooding, thus destroying the finances of an ordinary Australian. I would have thought it would be near impossible these days to obtain flood insurance if your home is on a floodplain. So this brings me to the point where the councils and government should allow development on flood-prone land, and in my view, they shouldn't. Now enter Clive Palmer and the Palmer Colonial Golf Course at Robina. Clive has applied to council to allow him, at least in principle, to snuff out 9 of the 18 holes and build residential towers and concrete things on the floodplain. I know this area well, and in fact, the Robina Stadium and associated land are all on the floodplain, and in the case of development now occurring there, it's right in the path of the inundation zone from Mudjerabar Creek. Nearby downstream, the Colonial Golf Course lies directly in the path of the floods, which regularly occur. Now, a golf course is a good use of land prone to flooding, notwithstanding the loss of natural wetlands and habitat. If the golf course floods, no real damage is done, and this is precisely why their grand clubhouse is near the road and high and dry. The 9 holes to be sacrificed to Mammon are right out in the major floodplain, and I have personally witnessed the flooding in this area, and the Mudjerabar Creek becomes a broad and stoppable torrent. In my view, to build there is sheer madness, and if allowed, it's an ethical and professional failure of the council. I spoke with Philip Folland recently on this subject. Philip is the former Queensland Government architect and is a peer reviewer and was the Gold Coast's inaugural city architect. His view is relevant when he says, "The loss of significant parts of golf courses to bricks and mortar is poor decision-making. When council agrees to let a little go at a time, it becomes unstoppable until the inhabitants of the city, human and animal, are robbed of the golf course, the habitat and the important relief of green space." Council appears more focused nowadays on development at almost any cost and on shooting the messengers who call for restraint than on addressing long-term impacts and really serving its citizens. I agree with him, and many ratepayers don't have any faith in the machinery or public representation by the council, and this is partly why the CCC are in town. When it comes to flooding, look no further than the council's own website, where you can bring up an area or property and call up a flood overlay map, and in the case of Palmer's Colonial, it clearly all floods. So why on earth would council even consider an application when the current zoning doesn't allow it, and rightly so? Now, the councillor for Division 11, Robina, is Herman Vorster, a man not necessarily known for his ability to listen to ratepayers, in my view. Some time ago, when this matter first arose, he told me personally that in principle he doesn't favour the loss of golf course land. But even more so, he said the additional population would cause significant problems for Robina, and indeed it will. However, it appears you don't normally get much detail from this bloke, and most comments are couched in what appears to be political misdirection and generalisations. Herman Vorster's mantra claims he is preserving our lifestyle, but some of the slums being built in Robina say otherwise, as do the proposed rowing lanes he supports to the detriment of the disabled sailors group at Lake Orr. However, all that aside, let's see if Herman is going to have this application from Clive Palmer knocked back for the good of all Robina and the Gold Coast. Let's see if this council can make at least one decision in favour of the people, or is it completely flooded with stupidity? Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.